Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Okay, this is Dean.
I'm Diana. And we're delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. And boy, has there been a lot of truth this week.
Yes, there has. Go ahead, Diana.
Lots of things revealed, hasn't there been, Dean?
Yeah.
Oh, we're broadcasting separately tonight. So if there's any computer errors, you could blame it on him. Ha ha. Yeah, so separately tonight, we had a little bit of a computer glitch, so I didn't get back in time, so we're doing it separate. So it's the first time ever, so it should be interesting on how we're going to work the switchboard and not screw up, right?
Yep, it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Definitely been an interesting week, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Getting close.
We've had a couple of non-debates. You know, Steve Sams was supposed to debate Brian Higgins, but Brian never got back. He's been invited several times to debate, but he didn't. You had a Zeldin Hochul debate. That was a good one. Joe Pinion, boy, oh boy, did that guy ever debate Schumer? That was a good debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, there's also Diane Sayre, who's included in that mix there, too.
Right.
Who was on our show not that long ago. Yeah, so Hochul comes out today and tells everybody that the Republicans are conspiracy theorists as far as crime in New York State. Well, really?
Yeah, I mean, the statistics.
Yeah. So Zeldin claims, and, you know, I hold every politician loosely. Of course, when you know the truth about the New World Order and the deep state, you kind of hold that stuff loosely. And, you know, he claims that the first day he's in office, he's going to get rid of bail reform, which I don't know how he could do that because that would have to pass through legislation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the legislature passed it and it became a law, so you just can't have an executive order overturning laws. That's, you know, kind of anarchy.
Right.
So, you know, bail reform was not an executive order. That was a law passed through both, passed through the legislature and signed by the governor. So they would have to undo that. But, you know, what I've seen with the Democrats is they're ignoring crime. And they're going after the soft social issues, you know, abortion, drugs, drugs. What was the other one? There's three of them that they're going on. Oh, and guns. There you go. And the Republicans are more crime, taxes, law and order, stuff like that. So they're definitely looking at this election from different angles. And we'll see, you know, what people and inflation with the Republicans. That's, you know, business climate in the state, things like that.
Yeah, we'll see. It's amazing when you see get a new perspective on things, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, it is. It is. Go ahead, Diana.
Oh, yep. I'm blank. I'm like vlog week and a little bit sleep deprived, so I'm just going through my notes that I saved for this week. One thing that New York did this week. In fact, I just got two emails that were sent in, and I'll get to those, I promise. But there was where this week they overturned the mail-in ballot voting. And what happened, I'm just trying to find it, and I'm not sure why I can't find it. I have to go back in my Facebook Messenger to find it. But they had passed a law saying that there can be no mail-in ballots voting. And they went back, New York State went back in, Hochul and her posses, and the appellate court, which is, for those of you that don't know, the state's second highest court, they anonymously upheld New York's absentee ballot laws. So they overturned the state Supreme Court's decision. So basically what the law is allowing anyone to vote absentee if you're afraid of COVID.
Right.
Right.
And the COVID crisis, we all know, is over with.
The COVID crisis is over.
And part of the problem was that the mail-in ballots that they mailed out to people were already pre-filled in to an extent, although the boxes weren't blank. So it went to, you know, the first step it goes to is the Supreme Court. Yeah, in New York State, the Supreme Court is not supreme. The appellate court is higher than the Supreme Court. So went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, no, the mail-in ballots aren't any good. So then the state with our tax dollars decided to go to the Court of Appeals, where they appeal the Supreme Court's decision. And I forgot, what did you say, Diana? Did they overturn that too?
No, they haven't done that. Well, no, the appellate court, they upheld the New York State's absent ballot law.
Okay,
so they basically overturned the state Supreme Court's decision. So now they can do mail-in ballots, and it can be counted towards the counting procedures. So Lord only knows how they're going to cheat with that one.
Right.
So, you know, and I don't know. You know, I just got an email from someone here, and they wanted to stay anonymous, which is fine. They even wanted their location anonymous, which is okay, whatever. You know, this is an uncensored show, and we really can't trace anything here. But they respect the wishes. They said that they feel that if Hochul gets elected, or if Zeldin gets elected, or that he's part of the deep state, because this is his words verbatim. I feel like they have too much power and too much money. She will win. This was his opinion.
And if they let him win, there is a chance that he's part of it all. I mean, he has been a congressman in D.C. for a few years, so You know, maybe he's already been brainwashed. Who knows?
I don't know. What I do know is if, you know, he does get in, if we don't have the checks and balances and the equal legislation in Albany, he could shit gold, and it
right.
won't matter. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, getting the state Senate's almost as important as getting the governor, because right now they've got a supermajority in the Assembly and the Senate, which means that they could overturn any of his vetoes, even if he is a good guy. They send him garbage bills like they've been sending Hochul for the past couple of years, and Cuomo before that.
Yeah.
You know, he could veto it, and they'll just go back through and send it to him again with overriding the veto.
And speaking of garbage bills and laws, my cat is attacking my back here. Ow! She's literally attacking. She wants to go outside, and she's you know, trying to get my attention here. She stuck her claws in my back. That was nice. So some of the crazy bad bills that are coming up for, you know, possible voting in January, and I'm going to go through these. I think I went through them a couple of radio shows again, but I'm going to go through them again because they're worth hearing. And this is the type of stuff that potentially could be passed come January session. We have, what do we have here? Allows minors of any age to be given any medical procedure. So guess what? If your 12-year-old wants to go get a vagina and he has a penis, he could go do that without your consent. Mandatory COVID shots for K through 12 students. No surprise there. We all
right.
know that in 2019 how much Cuomo got paid by the drug companies to get rid of the religious exemption. Imagine how much she'll get paid by the drug companies if they pass the COVID shots. Not to mention the amount of money that the doctors will get for having the kids caught up.
Yep.
All adult vaccine records have to be given to the state. So guess what? You go to your doctor's office and you refuse the vaccine, you get a little check mark next to your name.
Yep.
Eliminates the religious exemption from vaccine mandates for work and school. Well, they already had limited it, K through 12, but we're talking about work and probably college there or any kind of trade school. So guess what? As an adult, if you want a religious exemption, you ain't getting one if they pass that. Another one, they're creating an immunization passport, so which pretends to protect the privacy of vaccination records in the state database by denying access to federal immigration enforcement authorities.
Yeah, so that means the illegals can get vaccinated, get the passport, and the federal government can't find out anything about them. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm, but they will find out about you. Because they're going
to
have, they're going to have adult vaccine records given to the state.
Right.
Mandatory COVID-19 shots for college students. Mandatory flu shots. That one's been on there for a while. For K through 12, allows giving drugs and vaccines for STDs to children without parental knowledge or consent. You don't want your kid to have the HPV vaccine? Well, guess what? They don't have to ask you about it.
Yeah.
They allowing 14-year-olds to get any vaccine without parental control or parental consent. This is a good one here. Requires tracking of all medical exemptions by the state. Now, trying to get a medical exemption is like trying to, I don't know, stand on your head with water in your mouth because you can't.
Yeah, so that's not – they're going to be spending millions of dollars for a database, and there'll be nothing in the database because nobody's given medical exemptions.
Well, no, there'll be stuff in the database. No one's going to get a medical exemption. In other words, sorry, if you go into anaphylactic shock, you might not be able to get a medical exemption. And then requires all the medical exemptions to be approved by the New York State Department of Health. Good luck.
Now, those
with that.
Guys approved concentration camps. Come on.
Right. And then the last one that I think is worth mentioning is require social media networks to provide mechanisms and policies for reporting vaccine misinformation on their platform. Well, I guess I'm screwed with all the groups that I run for that type of stuff. So those are the type of things that are coming down the pike in January, possibly in January, if they don't get, you know. Because all
those
things
are... Well, what I'd like to know, Diana, the very last one where it says misinformation, so does that mean the mainstream media would also be accountable for misinformation? Because basically everything that's come across the media that has anything to do with COVID has been misinformation.
Right, but no, that's mainstream media. They don't get in trouble for spreading misinformation. It's only the conservatives that do that. And it's only the...
Okay. I didn't realize it was just the conservatives.
Oh, it's funny. My girlfriend that teaches me, you know, every week, she's telling me today that there was a woman, and I don't know who it was. I don't know the name, but it was somebody popular, and she had put out a tweet on Twitter that said, all of you anti-vaxxers, you know, that don't have the shot and blah, 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 Trump lovers, you should all be dead. This is what she had said in her tweet. Well, apparently she died this week of cardiac arrest.
How many boosters did she have? I'm not going to ask if she was vaccinated. I'm going to ask, it's not a vaccine, it's a shot. But anyway, so she had the shot, obviously. But how many boosters did she have?
Right. Yeah, which is the one that did her in. But, you know, I guess karma, and boy, I hate to be nasty like that, but some people just deserve it, don't they?
Yep.
Some people just deserve it because they just deserve it, and she kind of deserves the karma that she got, in my opinion.
Right. So, I've got a headline here from the Epic Times, Epic TV, that more vaccine deaths reported to VAERS in the last 20 months than all vaccines in the last 30 years combined. This is an article by a doctor. So, and you got to remember, you know, VAERS is only reporting like 10% of them, you know.
No, it's actually reporting 1%. 1%. So you got to take that number. Times that by 10. So, for example, they're saying there's been over 1 million, I think it was maybe up to close to 2 million injuries reported now. So now, take that number and times it by 10.
Right, which is about 20 million. And, you know, but that 2 million that they're reporting in the last 20 months is more than all the vaccines in the last 30 years combined.
Yep.
You know, think about that. This is just the COVID vaccine.
Yep.
Has beat in 20 months all the vaccines in 30 years. That's nuts.
Yeah. It makes me really laugh, at, you know, because people are just – I was listening to somebody at a local pharmacy the other day. I had to stop in and grab some cotton balls of all things. And – sitting there talking about waiting in line about how she's getting her booster, sitting there with gloves and a mask on. And, like, I really early on, I felt like I had to talk to these people and, like, try to save them. Now I'm just like, fuck it. You're dead. You know, it's not even worth it. You're wearing your gloves and mask and you're getting your third booster and you're happy about it. And it's like they're so literally brainwashed. People are, like, freaking out, you know, over gluten and, if their coffee and stuff is organic, but they have literally no problem shooting toxins into their body. So I just, whatever.
Yeah. Here's another one. Leaked hospital memo reveals 500% rise in stillbirths. And a fetal specialist explains the likely cause, you know, which is the vaccine in the mother. But 500% rise in stillbirth, that's, you know, that's and they're worried about abortion.
Exactly. So I don't know. You know, the whole vaccine thing, and You know, people are talking about, oh, Trump this and Trump that, and country was so much better with Trump around. Well, if you remember, he was the one that pushed this Operation Warp Speed. Hate to tell you.
Yep.
A lot. You know, and he's not talking about any of the deaths, is he?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So back on to some election stuff.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch here, and, you know, across the country, it looks like, five swing states will determine the U.S. Senate, which is important.
And where are the states?
I think Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and if you guys know, in Georgia, Herschel Walker's running. He was a Heisman Trophy and, you know, great football player. Dr. Oz, you know, the TV show Dr. Oz, he's running for state senate in Pennsylvania as a Republican. I forgot the other three states. I think Michigan was one of them. So the Republicans have to pull those five states, and then they'll have a four-seat, you know, plus in the Senate. Or no,
yeah.
It would be eight seats. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, the Congress is going to swing over, which will make Biden basically a lame duck for his last 2 years. You know, the thing is, you know, Mitch McConnell's a pretty decent minority leader, but as majority leader, he didn't impress me. So, you know, maybe it's time for Mitch to retire and let somebody else take it over.
It's kind of time for most of them to retire, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They've gotten rich enough over it.
Well, it's the 1% of the elite that is controlling everything is... You know, and that's what I think people don't understand. They think that these politicians are going to fix us, and it's like at the end of the day, you know, I don't know. Is anybody talking about the diesel shortage here?
Right.
They
can't even fix themselves.
Huh?
Politicians can't even fix themselves, much less fix us. And you know, part of the problem with the diesel shortage is home heating oil and diesel fuel are the same thing. The only difference is diesel fuel has some additives in it. But, you know, if you've got a diesel vehicle and you're out in the country in the middle of nowhere and you're running out of gas and there's no gas station around, you could pull up to somebody's house and offer them a couple bucks to grab some of their home heating oil. And, yeah, it might gum things up. You know, you don't want to run that in your diesel all the time. But as an emergency, it's not a bad idea to be able to do that. So now it's getting the home heating oil system or season, you know, with heating coming around and stuff. And so you've got, you know, people that are heating with oil, the power plants that are burning oil, and the diesel for the trucks and the diesel for the trains. You know, the trains run on diesel too. So there's a lot of people competing for what Biden has made a limited resource. So, yeah, we could have all sorts of supply chain issues, heating issues, just lots of problems because of the diesel. Let's see here. What else do we have here? Didn't you have another email or two there, Diana?
I guess the suggestion with that all would be is just prep up as much as you can, because just in case. I just wanted to talk about the raise in the interest rates again. We popped up another 0.75% since yesterday. And obviously, if you haven't sold your house yet or you're planning on buying one, the prices of the houses are coming down, but the interest rates are going up so high that people are not buying. So now there's an overabundance of houses, and if your area hasn't been affected yet, it will be. So stop dreaming if you think it's not going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, 0.75%. So now basically what the whole inflation percentage rate has created is the average mortgage payment is $900 more a month than it was a year ago.
Yeah, for the average house. But, 30. Yeah, and that's, you know, so, you know, you have to look at graphs, price versus, you know, what people can pay. And the same thing happens with property taxes, too. So the National Association of Realtors, NAR, they have graphs that show, you know, property tax versus house value. And the nice thing about a mortgage is eventually you pay it off and it goes away. But property taxes, they just get higher and higher and higher every single year. So, you know, a bunch of us are actually going to the town hall meeting here on Monday night because they want to break the property tax cap. And it's just because of fiscal irresponsibility that they won't need to do that. But
for
those that don't know, New York
State
has a 2%, the rate of inflation or 2%, whichever one, they can't break 2% even if inflation is higher than that, that they can increase property taxes from the prior year.
And I'm sure they will. There's nothing ever goes down in New York. So don't expect to go there and win. Nothing ever goes down in New York, you know, unfortunately.
Right.
But, yeah, you're just a busy guy all over the place there, Dean, aren't you?
Right. So, yeah. So, you know, and everybody's thinking it's the end of the world now, you know, with 7.5% mortgage interest rates. You know, every house I ever bought, I bought at 10.5%. Now, the first house I bought, it was during the Jimmy...
But, you know, you're comparing apples to oranges here. The cost of everything back then was not what it was.
Right.
This is
right.
Not...
The percentage. You're
different
absolutely
than,
right.
This is different than 2008. So people have to get out of what happened with the housing market 20 years ago because this is going to be a lot different, whether you want to admit it or not. I don't care what your rate was when you bought it 20 years ago or however many years ago. I don't care what your rate was. The inflation and all the other issues are going to make it miserable for people.
Oh, yeah, and like you said,
I guess my suggestion to people that think that way, that think that, oh, it's just 7, you know, it's just 8%, then go buy a house then with those interest rates. So,
yeah, so what that has done is it's made the monthly payment higher, so people can't afford as much of a house as they used to be able to afford, so the prices are coming down. And you know, except for in Western New York, the rest of the country is pretty much has a housing bubble, too. Housing prices have doubled in the past, you know, 3 to 5 years. In Western New York, we haven't seen that.
But we will. It's already projected
those bubbles
in the next few months
pop.
What?
Those high interest rates are causing the bubbles to pop.
Right. And if people think that the Northeast is going to be shielded from that, you're incorrect because it's just going to be a matter of time before that happens too. So.
Yeah, I remember the past couple of house crashes.
If you're in the housing market, you know, you got to really play this smart, and some people haven't, and some people will never make a move. And some people, you know, if you got in before these interest rates started going up, then, you know, you're probably going to be sitting a lot prettier than people that bought, you know, 6 months ago and, you know, bought a house that was way out of their price range because it was a hot market. So, because now, you know, those values of those houses are, you know, declining, and they're stuck with these big loans.
Yep.
You know, and the houses, you know, don't mean anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got to feel sorry for the people that bought houses like back in May and June at the height of it. You know, that $900,000 house is probably worth about $700,000 today.
Yeah.
You know what? We're running over a little bit.
Again, so, people that are trying to sell their homes aren't going to get as much as they think either. So.
Yep. So we're running a little over here now, so I think we need to stop for a four-minute commercial break. What do you think, Diana?
Yep. Gladly. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We'll be back, guys. Hang tight.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network. Tune in to the Alaska Patriot Network, Fridays, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Tune in to the Alaskan Patriot Network, every Friday, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough, and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday at 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Okay, we are back. Diana, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Couldn't wait to get back to you, Dean.
Yeah, I know. So I got an email here on November 6th. That's Sunday, I believe. Let me see, 3, 4, 5. Yep, Sunday the 6th. There's going to be rally.
How did you get an email from November the 6th? It's only November the 3rd.
Yeah, November 6th is Sunday. There is going to be a COVID-positive senior citizens are being placed in general population, resulting in spreading illness and isolation from the family once again. And that's at the Sholkoff Senior Center. 621 10th Street, Niagara Falls, New York. So at 2 p.m. So I guess they're shutting them down again. Claudia Tenney was there today, and there's going to be people there showing their support for the seniors.
That's great. That's good.
So,
you there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm here.
Cat,
so, what else do we have?
I'm just trying to go through my stuff here. Oh, yeah, so multi-billion dollar revenue so far from the COVID vaccines. I guess we could talk about Elon Musk for a while, since the whole rest of the world is.
For a little while? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, obviously he's taken over Twitter, and he's starting to fire some of the executives and reorganize, and it's kind of interesting what's going on there. You know, but again, for me, it's hard to trust anything, so I'm going to watch that one play out a little bit and see. But I never really did Twitter. You know, it wasn't really, it's just too much mumbo-jumbo cluttering for me. So I never really got into Twitter all too much. But people like it. I prefer Telegram. You know, I prefer an uncensored platform.
Right. And you've got to wonder about these platforms, how, you know, even the uncensored platforms, somebody's recording it somewhere. You know, all that stuff's going over the wire, so that's what NSA with their pile of servers.
We're being recorded, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and you can find our recorder on Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and look back at all our pre-recorded shows.
Yeah, iHeartRadio, too, is where most of our podcasts are. In fact, we had a really good one last week with Vic Furman. He's a community activist that specializes in energy, you know, wind energy, solar energy. We talked about the benefits and some of the not benefits of, you know, this Green New Deal stuff that they're trying to push on us. It was a pretty good show, so you could check out that one from last week. And next week we're going to have on, I kind of can't wait for this show. Some of you guys might remember that video circulating during the hurricane a month or so back ago in Florida, and there was a guy that was standing in the hurricane, literally, in shorts and no shirt on, and he was holding a F. Biden flag, you know, screaming, woo, woo. And I literally found this guy, and he's going to be on our show next week, and he's going to talk about, you know, obviously he's very much conservative and very politically involved, but we're going to talk about his, what in the world made him decide to take a video of that. But that video, when I spoke with him, he had no idea how viral that went. He was like, what?
Well, and if you saw the video, it looked like the wind was going to blow him over. He was using all of his weight and all of his muscles just to hold that flag and hold it up and keep from getting blown over and dragged along in the hurricane winds.
Yeah. Yeah, so we should talk about what's going on a little bit worldwide right now. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, over in Pakistan. A lot of protests over in Pakistan. People are attacking army bases and vehicles. They're not happy with their elections over there. There's a lot of stuff that goes on worldwide that literally nobody talks about. You know, it doesn't make mainstream media, and a lot of this stuff really should. There's a lot of dangerous stuff going on overseas.
Well,
you know,
Putin's threatening nuclear, you know, limited nuclear war with Ukraine. Ukraine's threatening back. They've had, you know, atom bomb drills, you know, like what to do in New York City if there's a bomb. So You know, kind of reminds me of being a kid back in the 60s again when we used to have the, you know, monthly, you know, civil defense drills. That's what they were called.
Yeah. But there was a meme that I saw on Telegram earlier, and it's like with that Socrates head. I don't know if you've ever seen them. You guys would know what I'm talking about if you've actually seen these memes, but there's somebody that asks him, do you support the new bill? And he says, what's it about? And the other person says, well, it gives the government power to, and then the guy cuts him off and says, no. And I would have to agree with that. Really, the best government would be no government.
Right. Right. Or very, very limited government, like the Founding Fathers originally designed. You know, no government, that would be anarchy. That would be no laws, no government. That would be anarchy. But a very limited government is a good thing.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Depends on who's in charge, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot going on there. There really is. And I wish it would be more talked about because, you know, some of these people are really suffering. And it's, you know, we're living, even though things are kind of crazy here, we're still living a cushy life compared to some of these other areas in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know, go to a third world country sometimes, you know, even Mexico, and they can make a lot of money from tourism, and it's not, you know, it's not a real great place. You know, there's a lot of people that live in poverty in the third world, or even in the second world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, there's a weed killer. This is pretty scary, but I'm sure that people have heard of Monsanto. They make weed killers and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that they spray on you, you know, lawn fertilizers and whatnot. And, you know, they're saying that people are getting major food allergies because of these weed killers and that they're linked to cancer. And they're in more than 80% of the urine samples from kids and adults. That's pretty
wow.
scary.
Wow. Wow. And that's why, you know, all the Roundup class action lawsuits that, by the way, the only people that make any money off of that stuff is are the lawyers. You know, the people don't, you know, they'll get like a dollar gift certificate for Roundup. But, you know, it's funny, is in West Virginia, there's a town called Nitro, West Virginia. And, you know, there's a Monsanto plant. There's an FMC, and FMC stands for Farm Material Corporation. There's and there's a bunch of plants that all make fertilizers there. And that's because one of the main ingredients of fertilizer is nitrogen. Now, these plants were built during World War II because no planes at the time could fly long enough to go and bomb them there. So we still had our nitroglycerin and, you know, the nitro for the gunpowders and stuff like that in a safe place in the mountains of West Virginia. So, but you go by nitro, and it stinks. When you're on Highway 64 driving by nitro, it really, really stinks. And it's all the nasty stuff that they're making there. So, what else? Spike proteins disrupting immunity in millions after COVID vaccination.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah. We've all known that one for a long time.
Yep. And I wonder how long, I mean, what is this spike protein just going to last forever until it eats people from the inside out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the whole plan. And what about, Nancy Pelosi's husband that got attacked. You guys think that was staged? Uh-oh.
Yeah, of course it was staged. I mean, they showed
too bad
pictures
we don't
of
have a
that was literally. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I guess I'm safe today from somebody coming in my house with a hammer in their underwear.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on there. It was just weird on so many levels. Another distraction, maybe. I'm not sure.
My husband's in the hospital, you know, kind of messed up, you know. I got some pretty big hammers downstairs. I got a sledgehammer. You don't want to get hit with that. But,
Or maybe. Yeah. Maybe you do.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, so the CDC, obviously, and the ACIP, they added the COVID vaccine for kids to the schedule, which, you know, they can't really, they can put it on there, but they can't really force anybody to do it because that's done on a state level. But we do know how New York wants to really push that. So they do recommend, they're recommending that kids K through 12 get the COVID shot before they go to school, because if you don't, everybody else is going to die.
Right, right.
Yep. And then they made some updates also to COVID-19 shots, influenza shots, the pneumonia shot. So, you know, they're pushing the dollar. The almighty dollar, and that's all it's about.
Yeah.
Almighty dollar. There's a lot of money in sickness. If there were cures for things.
Is there a lot of money in sickness?
I laugh at things like Roswell Park, who claims they're going to come out with the cure for cancer. Stop. What are you going to do? Go out of business?
Mm-hmm.
Spare me. There already are cures for cancer out there. They just don't want you to know about them.
Yeah, that's just like back in the 70s during the gasoline crisis. They said that somebody had developed a carburetor, just a regular carburetor, not fuel injection, not computer controlled, that would get like 60 miles to the gallon. And the oil companies bought the patent and put it on a shelf. And that way they can keep on making money. So, but big pharma, the pharma, you know, you think about it. You go to the doctor, you say, you know, I've got this pain, they give you a pill. And that pill causes a problem. Then you tell them the symptoms, they give you another pill to cover those symptoms. And then they give you another one. You know, and after a while you're taking a whole handful of pills because each one of them is giving you different symptoms.
Yeah.
And when they could have gone and changed the first one out so you wouldn't get any symptoms, and then you'd be good to go.
Right. Well, I know some people who still take pills even though, you know, they don't want to listen or change their diets or do anything. You know, they want to have their cake and coffee and take their pill and they'll all be cured.
Right.
So.
Yep. At least that's what Big Pharma wants you to do.
Right. Yep. What else we got? Just to mention some of the people in New York running. And I have actually a list of not just Western New York, but all of New York. And obviously we want Steve Sams in against Brian Higgins. I think it might be a miracle, but there's a chance.
Yep.
Never know, right?
There's always a chance.
Always a chance. You know, he's a great guy, and he's got great family and moral values. So I think she would be, and, you know, he genuinely cares about our veterans, so I think he would be a great choice. So if you're out in the Western New York area, and he's on your ballot, we definitely want to vote for him.
You know, and he's also Iraqi and Afghanistan disabled veteran. You know, you'd never know it looking at him that he's disabled, but a lot of disabled people are like that. They look perfectly all right, but they're disabled.
That's right. There are many people like that, but their bodies are falling apart. So we definitely would like to see Frank Smirzik over Monica Wallace, for sure. Her ads on Facebook, her ads on YouTube are hysterical, calling him an extremist for wanting to ban abortion.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we definitely want Ed Rath, too, over Sean Ryan. I mean, Sean Ryan, he doesn't even the Democrats don't like him.
Yeah, well, Sean Ryan voted against for the religious repeal, so.
Right.
Not
as
him.
Did Pat Burke, and our friend Sandy Magnano is running against Pat Burke, and I'll tell you, Sandy's really been working her tail off. She's hit I don't know how many thousands of doors in the past few months. She goes walking like every single day, even in the rain, and you know. Mm-hmm. Pat Burke's another one we'd love to get rid of.
Yeah, I actually have a whole list, statewide list, and obviously I'm not going to go through these. We'd be here all night. But definitely going to be following some of those ones out of New York City, like Carl Heastie and, you know, and these people. So if you guys want that list, I'd be glad to email it to you. Our email's on our Facebook page, right on the front. So if you guys want to see who...
Chuck Schumer versus Joe Pinion. You know, I mean, Chucky's been there for a long, long time. You know, the way I look at these long-time politicians, and it really doesn't matter, you know, what party they're from. You know, I'll get slapped around for saying this. But, you know, you go there, you get done what you need to get done, and then let somebody else take your seat. You know, some of these guys, you know, Brian Higgins, he's been there for 18 years. I'm still not done. Well, you've had 18 years. How long is it going to take you? You know, Chucky Schumer, how many years has he been there? Like 40 or 50 years, something like that? He's still not done. Well, you know, if you can't get everything done that you want to get done in 40 or 50 years, why should we give you another term? Obviously, you're inefficient.
Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting week, and I'll be honest with you, I'll be glad it's over. No matter which way it goes at this point,
yep.
I'll be glad it's over.
Yep. Yeah, it's it's a toughie. And, you know, these poor guys, I mean, there's some pretty close races, and people, you know, we're on the home stretch now. A lot of mud flying back and forth is what usually happens, and you know, at the home stretch. And
well, I think some of them should have had a little bit more mud flying.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, you know, let me see.
So I just got an email. I just got a text from somebody, and I guess there was a Fox Business. It was on Fox Business or Fox something. There was one of the signs, you know, those like next to the, you've seen them all over during COVID, wear your mask, you know, be kind, wear your mask, you know, like those construction signs.
Right.
And there's one that somebody changed, and I'm sure the people got fired for this, but one of them said Save New York, and another one said Zeldin for governor. Now, who knows? Maybe that was staged. I don't know, but I think that's pretty friggin' hysterical.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I've got another one here that was texted to me, but I can't read it, so let me get the magnifying glass and my cheaters. Boy, I must be getting old. Vote no on ballot proposals 1, 2, 3, and 4. So ballot 1, is the Clean Water, Clean Air, Green Jobs, Environmental Bond Act. Yeah, that's the one where they're going to be putting up solar farms and windmills and banning gasoline and home heating oil and making everybody electric. So let me see.
Yeah. So someone that I'm friends with that we message back and forth, and people are not finding, I guess, not finding this ad, but I guess there was an ad on Fox News, Fox Business News also, saying there was a powerful ad apparently that is going to be going up. And I don't know if it's gone up, when it's going up. I don't know any of these details, but this was on Twitter. And these signs are supposed to say that New York Democrats are planning to mandate COVID vaccines for all children. So I guess they're trying to out them on that. You know, which I think unless you're living under a rock, you should know that already, that they're planning on doing that, but some people might not know. So I'd like to, if people ever do see that, come across it, I'd love for somebody to send that to me if you actually literally see that. Or, you know, it's hard to believe anymore what you're seeing on radio, or not on radio, on TV and stuff, and even on Facebook or social media sometimes what's really going on. And, you know, there's a lot of fake people out there. You know, right?
Yep.
Fake friends, fake people. Yeah. So.
Well, you
so
had a lot of.
What were you bringing up there?
What'd you say?
What were you going to bring up there? You were bringing something up before I talked about that. I wanted to make sure that my girlfriend had that mentioned, because I guess people are having a hard time finding that. So I'm not sure what the issue is there. But it wouldn't surprise me if that type of thing gone up, because that would be a good thing. You know, we need to have the awareness spread, you know, with what these lunatics are doing or planning on doing.
Right, right. So we're just about at our 8:30 break time.
I think actually we're going to sign off for the night at 8:30. We're going to cut it short tonight.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I'm kind of tired.
I don't see any callers on the switchboard, so I think, you know, I think we covered what we need to. You know, Tuesday's an important day. Next week, tune into the Florida Guy. Week after next, we're going to have the Chautauqua Republican Committee. They're going to be on telling us, you know, what's new going on with their committee. They've kind of resurrected their committee this year. And there's some great people on that. And then the following week, believe it or not, 3 weeks from now is Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then it's off to Florida, right, for some people.
Yep, we're not going to have a show on Thanksgiving. And Diana's moving to Florida, so that'll be the end of the show.
Awesome. So, yeah, now, so next week, Florida Guy.
Okay, well, you guys have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week then.
All right. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond, we're out. Have a good night, everybody.